In response to the state legislative battles, many women who've had abortions have shared their stories, including actress Busy Phillips on her late-night show on the E! Network.
Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I don't know a woman who would have an abortion. Well, you know me. I had an abortion when I was 15 years old. And I'm telling you this because I'm genuinely really scared for women and girls all over this country.
Phillips went on to ask people to tweet their own stories on abortion, and hashtag You Know Me began to trend on Twitter. Here are the voices of some of the people who tweeted their stories, and a warning, some of them are disturbing.
My name is Lindsay Godfrey. I had an abortion. I just simply wasn't in a place emotionally or financially to take that on. And I was and still am glad that I had that choice because that's exactly what it was. It was my choice. My body. You know me.
My name is Justin Caselli. I was 22. My girlfriend at the time found out she was pregnant and we were in no position to keep, let alone have, a baby. It was her decision, but it ultimately benefited me too. Look, I know I'm far from being the only guy with a story like this, so I hope more men speak up. Hashtag, you know me.
I'm Leta Hong Fincher. I've taken the Plan B pill 3 times after botched condom use in my early 20s. One time I was a grad student at Stanford, and the university doctor at first refused to give me the pill until I told him if I got pregnant, I would definitely get an abortion.
My name is Deborah. You know me. I'm a nurse who assisted with second trimester abortions, mostly in cases of rape and incest. My youngest patient was 11 years old. She was raped by her uncle and came to the hospital with her heartbroken mom. I still have the letter of gratitude that the mom wrote to me.
My name is Clementine Von Radix. This is the most vulnerable poem I've ever written. The poem is called To the Protester Outside of the Clinic, Who Called Me a Murderer. And it ends, if I could have spoken to you that day, I would have told you that the thing I want most in this life is to be a mother. But I know now that's not true. The thing I want most in this life is to be a good mother. And I wasn't ready. So I said goodbye. I thought that was the kind of thing a good mother would do.
Hashtags like You Know Me and Me Too and Why I Didn't Report have driven conversation over the last couple of years. Writer Maya Kossoff made this point on Twitter. All the respect for folks using hashtag You Know Me to share their abortion stories. I just wish it didn't feel necessary for people, largely women, to tear themselves open and broadcast and confessionalize their trauma at times like this in order to make a point or be viewed as people. We thank everybody who shared their stories with us.